Greetings to those of you who are here and those who are online. The title of what I'm going to speak about, honoring oneself, the need for compassion, when you think about it, it's an odd juxtaposition. Just think about the word honoring and how we speak of that in relation to people. We honor people who have done something important. We honor people who we look up to. We honor people whom we respect. Those who have accomplished something. Those who represent an ideal. Honoring involves deep respect, deep looking up to someone, deep recognition of who they are and what they've contributed. So honoring oneself is like that. It involves an inner knowing of something that's ultimately beyond worthy, extremely worthy of respect, of recognition, and of accomplishment. All of that. Who you are is worthy of honoring. And so to think about that in relation to compassion involves some putting our minds together with these two words. Why do we need compassion? Why? Because the human being is composed of different levels of consciousness and of experience. And so those different levels perceive reality and perceive the self in different ways. The place of honor belongs to the part of the self that is of divine origin and eternal, the part of the self that knows what reality truly is. For the soul that is within each one knows what reality truly is. The soul operates with an intrinsic sense of truth. So our honoring belongs to the divine within us, the consciousness that is present in everyone, of the truth of what reality is. And then we look at compassion. Where does compassion fit into this? Compassion arises because of the separation that has come to exist between the divine truth of who we are and what we consciously hold in our minds and our emotions. That separation creates the need for compassion. Compassion exists in the presence of limitation. Compassion exists in the presence of suffering. Compassion exists in the presence of any struggle for any person, including ourselves, that's trying to become something more, something that involves struggle, something that involves needing to reach for something. So, because we have a history of separation from the divine truth within us, we need also to have compassion for that separation. And especially as it happens that in the process of learning to become united with this truth, there are difficulties encountered, difficulties that most of us wish weren't there. Difficulties of recognizing how to operate in life, how to be with people, how to be with ourselves. Difficulties that come from a limited perception of what's going on around us. And in the presence of these difficulties, what happens is our habitual ways of thinking take over. And instead of being able to align fully with the divine truth of who we are, we fall back into what we're used to, which is the human perception of life as it is, how people are, who we are, how we get along with others. We fall back into that perception of reality as perceived through what we can come to recognize as the human filter. Because the human filter is not the ultimate truth. It's the way mind and emotions have come to operate during this time of separation. Sometimes we don't recognize that there is a separation from anything because we don't know that there's anything deeper, anything truer, anything more real to turn to. So most of us are just going through our lives feeling that we're observing things in a correct way, we're interacting with people as we should, at least we're doing the best we can. And we don't know that there's another way. And so that's part of the learning, and it's especially part of the learning of this time, to know that there's another way, and the way is that of honoring oneself and honoring others. Honoring means feeling that one is walking around with a sense of dignity and of respect for self. Dignity and respect. Not because it's accorded by other people, not because the world pats you on the back and says, oh yes, you're worthy, you should respect yourself, but because there's an inner knowing that you are, each of you, all of us, are children of the universe, children of God, children of creation. And so the honoring comes from walking around in daily life and knowing that what is holy, what is sacred, what is most important in life, what we would consider to be the greatest treasure, whatever you might consider that to be, in a spiritual sense, is inside of you. And what would it be like to walk around with that sense of not needing to be reminded because we forget, not needing to be approved of because we don't feel sturdy enough or strong enough to approve of ourselves? What would it be like to not be judging ourselves for the mistakes that we make? What would it be like to be free of judgment? There is one part of this that I want to emphasize because it's such a common pitfall on the spiritual journey. It's such a common pitfall. And that is that the heart and the mind feel, I'm so ready. My heart is so ready to go forward. My mind wants to know God more. My heart wants to feel love more. My mind wants to know what reality is. So why is it so difficult? Why doesn't it just happen? And then we invent all kinds of reasons to ourselves about why it doesn't happen easily. Or somewhere in there is the perception that it should be easier, or that it's easier for other people. But we think it should be easier for ourselves to know more, to feel more of truth, to love more, to know more of a relationship with God. So we say to ourselves, why isn't it easier? Why does it take so long? And however much we understand this on a rational level, what often ends up happening is that we feel at fault for not doing better. And that's a paradox. We feel at fault for not being more spiritual. We feel at fault for not doing better, knowing truth. So we invent these constructions of self-blame and evaluation that instead of creating more progress into truth, creates less progress, because what we've done is transported our evaluation system, which is entirely based on separation, entirely based on the presence of the ego, which has moved it into the spiritual arena. And now, instead of judging our performance at a job or with other people or how we communicate or whatever we might be judging, now we're judging ourselves spiritually and saying, why can't I do better? Why am I so slow? I'm a slow learner. You see, this is not a way to approach truth. to transport the language of the ego and judgment to the spiritual plane. And this is one of the most important reasons why compassion is needed. We need to be compassionate towards our own judgmentalness. We need to be compassionate towards our own self-criticism. We need to see that as something that we've learned how to do. This kind of process of evaluation, even in secret, that other people don't know about. Inside, most of us are feeling silently self-critical about the things we haven't yet been able to do. And that's true even if those things aren't spoken out loud, and that's true even if we tell ourselves, this isn't real, this view I have of myself, this isn't real. Everything is going according to the way it should. We believe in the perfection of the moment. We think we're being taught by life all the principles of truth we hold. And yet, underneath, there's still that self-criticism. So we need to be looking at this with compassion, to know that the history of separation from honoring ourselves has produced the separation and has produced the need for compassion. And then, with compassion, we can return to the place of noticing when we've stopped honoring ourselves and honoring others. Just noticing, not being critical about it, just noticing. One of the ways in which we do this return to truth, the truth of our divine being, the truth of who we are, is through allowing love, of which compassion is a part, to be the central star that we turn to over and over and over and over again. To not forget letting the heart be more important than all else. No matter what we're doing, no matter what kind of busyness we're involved in, to let the heart be more important than everything else. Nobody can tell you how to do that. You know when you're going through your daily life whether you're operating with a sense of love for yourself, love for the surrounding environment, love for others that you may be connecting with during the day. You know whether you've forgotten it or whether you're in a place of remembering that love is the most important element of our being to return to in order to stand within the divine truth. You know when you become angry, frustrated, critical, upset, impatient, despairing. There's a whole list of things that human beings go through in the range of a day's feeling. From one end of the spectrum to the other, a whole list of things, of emotions. So you know inside yourself when love stopped being important and you've become involved with your mind and your evaluation and your judgment, whether of yourself or of others, and whether you've stopped honoring yourself. And as I've said many times before, so much help can be given through breathing. Breathing is a sacred act of life affirmation. To know that you are connected through the breath with the entire universe, both physical and divine. So, just as a way of remembering to remember love, remembering to remember truth, remember to breathe. Breathe in your own connection with your divine heritage. Breathe in your own connection with your divine being. Of course, sometimes preoccupation get so strong that we forget everything. We forget to remember breathing. We forget to remember love. We forget to remember truth. We forget to remember honoring. So sometimes it's all gone. And then we need compassion. We need compassion for forgetting. We need compassion because we've gone through a day without remembering who we are, or a week, or a month. We need compassion. This, beloved ones, is the history of separation, that there's a departure from truth that needs to be acknowledged with compassion over and over again, and the acknowledgement with compassion of that departure from truth, whether it's truth about who we are, or truth about how we've acted, or what we would have done differently had we had the forethought to do it differently in relation to other people, or words that we've used that we've misspoken. All of it happens in the course of a day. Sometimes those words get spoken outwardly, and sometimes we just think them. We just think them, and we know we shouldn't be thinking them. We think judgmental, critical thoughts, angry thoughts, belittling thoughts about others, and then we blame ourselves for thinking those thoughts. And then we get involved with our own self-judgment, and it's a downhill spiral into bringing all the entrapment of the ego to the spiritual plane and thinking that that's the way to be. No. That's not the way to be. Judgment interferes with the perception of truth. Judgment interferes with the reality of who you are. Judgment interferes with the perception of your own heart. So wherever it's coming up and you are forgetting to honor yourself, some sort of signal needs to go off. Breathe. I'm judging again, the inner self needs to say. I'm judging again, no matter what the content, let it all go. I'm judging again, I'm criticizing again. Do you know that, and this is important for you to know on a psychological level, there's no difference between outer judgment and inner judgment. There really isn't. The capacity for judgment, the fuel that feeds judgment, feeds it as a way of looking at life. And so a person who's judgmental can go easily back and forth between judging others, judging the self, criticizing others, criticizing the self, being angry with others, being angry with the self. Because it's not the specific content, although you think it is, that's important. It's the capacity to be in that frame of mind at all. Just that capacity. And that's why when you find yourself there, you need to reach inside yourself for compassion. That part of you that says, here I am again, doing the same thing again. Here I am again. Breathe. Compassion. I can let it go. Without the compassion, it's more difficult to let go of anything you're trying to let go of. Without compassion, you get into a fight with whatever it is you're trying to change. And fighting yourself does not bring good. It brings conflict, it brings tension, it brings self-criticism, and it brings you in the opposite direction of truth. So don't get into a fight with yourself. Try to find a word that captures for you, as a mantra does, what it is that you need to remember when you drift away from truth. What word would work for you that you might use to say, I'm forgetting. Remember love. Remember who you are. Remember what is real. Think of something that will remind you. Breathing, if you can remember to breathe, separates you just in a small way from being completely immersed in the definitions of reality that may be circulating all around you. So if you can take yourself out of that space, of being completely immersed. That's a way of honoring yourself. You do not have to, at any moment in time, be defined by what's going on around you. You do not have to do that. It's habitual to do that. It's customary to do that. But the place of truth in you is real, and you do not have to be defined by what's going on around you. So, take yourself out of it. Go back to honoring your being. You are a child of the universe. More than anything else, this truth is real. More than anything else. And compassion for all the errors, all the departures from truth, all of the times of forgetting is what will make it easier to remember, because the context for holding the way of remembering will be right there. Compassion is part of love. Compassion is love. Compassion is love for yourself and leads you back to the place of honoring. And without it, the struggle continues and there is less of an open road back to your heart, less of an open road back to truth. Some of us have not yet had an actual experience of our inner core, of our divine being. We hold it to be true, but have not yet experienced it. So I want to convey to you this thought that there's a spectrum of understanding from an idea to a belief to an experience. In the realm of spirit, human beings are traveling most of the time along that spectrum, from holding an idea or a principle about something that's just a hypothesis to believing it, even without experience, to experiencing it. You are traveling on that road, and in the journey of traveling, compassion is needed to honor the fact that the human being is learning about its divine origins. And you are traveling from idea to belief to experience. And the ultimate goal is inevitable. The ultimate goal is that you experience what you believe, because the truth will ultimately become your experience. It has to, because it is the truth, and because we are created, even now, always, to more and more learn what is the truth of the reality we live in, the reality that's around us and the reality that's within us. So no matter what your deficits are that you feel you're operating with, no matter what flaws in your self-perception or perception of others, you're on this moving, I don't know what to call it, belt or moving road. It's taking you. It's not just you who are walking. You are walking. But the road itself is moving you, because it's part of spiritual evolution towards the truth of your being. And there is no other direction. That's the direction. And however long it takes, it takes. And you can, in the process of moving from idea to belief to experience, do some things to move things along as best you can. But being in truth with yourself and being in compassion with yourself and honoring yourself and coming back to those principles, that's what helps the passage be smoother. That's what moves things along more quickly. And there isn't another way. That is the way. Many people would like to have a blinding flash of awakening and have it all be done in an instant and have all the work be taken out of it that takes years and lifetimes. Just have it be done. Simple. clear, done. Of course, that's a fantasy, because for those beings for whom it appears that that kind of spontaneous awakening happens, and there are many for whom that happens, there are lifetimes of preparation that precede that. That didn't just happen. That happened right now in this lifetime. But there are experiences in lifetimes that precede and prepare for that spontaneous, quick, easy awakening. It's important to know that. And then, in addition to that, there are those who appear to feel that they have reached some ultimate spiritual understanding, and it may be true that they've gone quite far in their perception of truth. And yet, when they look behind, there's still that little thing that needs to be done that wasn't taken care of. There still is that portion of healing that needs to happen. So this also is common, that a part of the self can have traveled very far in the direction of spiritual understanding. And another part, the part you don't want to see, is still waiting there to be attended to, maybe in this lifetime, and maybe not, maybe later on. So, beloved ones, I'm going to leave you with this thought. To make the way smoother for yourself, remember the divine truth that is always present in you, no matter what's going on around you. And when you separate from that truth, remember the compassion that is the path of love that will lead you back to it. May all beings be blessed with the deep knowing of who they are and the deep honoring of who they are, so that the sense of judgment, self-criticism, and that judgment that applies to the world will be washed away in love. Thank you for joining me in this sacred time.